And one specific requirement is that more than two-thirds of all employees have to complete a survey. And so we have about 200 employees, and it's very difficult to get two-thirds of employees complete a survey like that. And we did it. So we're really, really proud of it. It kind of reflects the great work that we've done over the years. I've been with Ivy Tech for over 18 years now. I know it's one of the best places to work in Bloomington, but we're just extremely proud about that.
Now, you had a highlight as well from your Ivy Plus Career Link. Who did I talk to last week? Is that Adam Gross with Ivy Plus Career Link?
Yes, you're exactly right. That's Adam. And one of his employees, so Sarah Cady, she's an employer consultant with Ivy Plus Career Link. She also won an award and was the Fast 15 MVP Employee Award. And this is interesting because it gives awards to, so this is an award that goes to employees who are not in CEO positions yet, but making valuable contributions to the organizations and the community. I tried to congratulate Sarah yesterday at the event, but she was so busy just shaking hands with everybody else. It was really difficult to get to her. And kind of that reflects how well known and how highly valued she is in our community.
I have the pleasure of knowing her, and she and her husband Mark are great friends of mine, so that's a great congratulations. Fast 15 MVP employees. Very, very cool. So, Ivy, you guys are making news everywhere you go. Everything you do, you've got positive vibes and everything else happening that goes along with that. So, again, another feather in the Ivy Tech cap. Dr. Martin Wolfger is my guest this afternoon. He will remind us all, Tuesdays at the Tech are very important. That's another great way to get involved to see if the shoe fits, so to speak. Are you going to have Tuesdays at the Tech while you're on your fall break?
No, I don't think we will. I'd have to double check on this, but typically that's when we also give our employees a
I
break.
like it. And the good news is everybody, well, our friends at RBB are off next Tuesday, so that's interesting for them if they need something to fill in the gaps. But yeah, check the website, check what else is going on. But every Tuesday at the Tech, except the one you don't have, that which is fine, what does go on so people get an idea?
And honestly, I have to make sure, don't quote me on this, and it's probably best to check with our admissions office because we may have a Tuesday at the Tech on the over break. I'm just not aware of it right now. But what we do during those days is it allows students to just come to us and to our campus, connect with an admissions counselor, discuss all of the resources we have. And we've talked about this in the past, from food pantry to financial aid, to counseling services, to emergency funding. There's just a lot that we can offer our students, and it allows students and visitors to connect with our team. And so this is typically every Tuesdays from 3 to 5 p.m. The next one's October 10th. So don't wait too long. And again, to check the specific dates, please go to the ivytech.edu/Tuesdays.
It's that easy, folks. They don't want to hide the information from you. They want it right there for you to enjoy and devour and to eliminate barriers. If you're not sure, well, the consultants and the career coaches will help you through it. If you're not sure what it looks like, come to Tuesday at the Tech and explore and see what's going on. And Thursdays, well, except Thursday, you're close. Now, again, I always forget until I talk to you guys, usually just after 3:20, that the Yellowwood Cafe is open, and I've missed another Thursday.
Well, I knew that you'd ask me about that because you always do.
Well,
So I
I'm a
actually asked
hungry
for
guy.
some information about the Yellowwood this semester. And you really missed out, unfortunately,
Oh,
because we
man.
had our lunches over the first 8 weeks. Lots of different things, American diner lunch foods, breakfast foods. Last service is next week, but I'm sorry, Mike, it is sold out. So there is no opportunity for a lunch for you, but second 8 weeks this fall, we also offer opportunities over here at Ivy Tech. On Thursday, December 7th, for example, we have a big appetizer event, and I really look forward to that. We're hoping to have a local winery for wine tastings,
Oh,
and
hey.
we'll soon have tickets available for pre-sale. And then we also have, we'll be selling student made charcuterie and desserts, help kick off the holiday season later in December. And again, we'll have pre-sale and pre-order available and pick up on December 15th. So lots of exciting things happening at the Yellowwood still this fall, even though you have missed out on the last opportunity for lunch. I'm sorry.
Well, we have to live with regret at some point, don't we? That's just that's just how it goes. You have any big plans for the fall break there? You get a little, after 8 weeks, you get to take a deep breath. Are you sticking around? What are you doing? Having any fun?
Yeah, I'm just sticking around. I don't think I have any plans for our fall break. I'm just trying to get caught up on a lot of things. And for us, it's, you know, fall break sounds like a relaxing time, but it's really quite busy because we have to get ready for the second 8 week term. So there's a lot of work that goes into setting everything up. And I should remind you though, again, it's not your last chance though for Yellowwood lunch this year, because in the spring we're going to start that up again.
That's right. It so does I'll pop back up. Yep. I do not have to wait a full year. I just have to wait longer than, well, you know, it's my fault. If I procrastinate, I have to deal with the constant, the problems with procrastination, the consequences of procrastinating. Well, I have done so. Don't do it if you want to get in the accelerated program, because that starts October 23rd and it starts in the spring semester also on January 16th. The Ivy Accelerates a little bit different. Please explain that, because it is perhaps not for the traditional student.
Yeah, so we have two accelerated programs. One is for we call like adult learners, and the other one is for recent high school graduates. So our Ivy Accelerate program is for adults. So we're starting the second fall term, October 23rd, and then we're also starting in the spring. And this is like a flexible, fast-track program. Most of the community college students around the nation don't really get done on time, and that's understandable with work and life responsibilities. With our Ivy Accelerate program, we teach a cohort of adult learners, and we make sure that they all graduate on time. So it's typically they earn an associate degree in four semesters, which is 2 years. It is kind of a challenging program. It's students have to apply for it, but they get a lot of support services, and we ensure that they get done on time. The second accelerator program we offer is a huge success story for our campus. It's the ASAP program. It stands for Associate Accelerator Program. That's for recent high school graduates. So high school graduates can start that program every June right after high school graduation, and they can complete an entire associate degree program in only 11 months. So what usually takes 2 years, they get done with in about 11 months, and they're highly sought after by our four-year university partners, because if students can get through a program like this, they're just going to, like a bachelor's degree is going to be a walk in the park for them. And our success rates with that program are about 80%. So it's highly successful and just something we're tremendously proud of.
And if people would like more information, Dr. Wolfger, the easiest places to find it are?
It's always on our website. I would just recommend any listener just access our website and just search for terms like accelerator program or ASAP, and you'll find the information right there.
Outstanding. Well, I appreciate you saving the day today. Boy, that you turned my cloudy, rainy day into sunshine, buddy. Thank you so much.
I thought I was doing something wrong, but I'm glad I could help.
If I knew how to fix it, buddy, we'd be on the phone. But
okay, appreciate that.
No, thank you. Bill me for the Zoom hours or however this thing works, and we'll just put it on Chancellor Coyne's room number, will you? We'll do it that way. That'll teach him.
Absolutely. I'll submit an expense request in 12 minutes or so.
Dr. Wolfger, you're the best. Come back and pinch it anytime. I always love our conversations, and I love the information you provide. Have a great end of the first 8 weeks, and get ready for the next 8 weeks coming up here shortly. Thanks, buddy.
All right. Thank you so much. Pleasure to talk with you.